Hey, how's it going, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about an important topic that I'm sure many of us are facing right now, and that is Americans right now are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's so important that we invest in our future, especially at these hard times, because at the end of the day, we need to look after ourselves. We cannot be in this perpetual rat race on this hamster wheel, not moving anywhere. Now, there was a CNBC article earlier. And it stated that 65% of Americans currently are living paycheck to paycheck. This is enormous. And guys, we've always had Americans that have been living paycheck to paycheck. When they hit the hard times, they just throw out the credit card, charge it, and then they have that 28% APY. But what's crazy now is we saw a 10% uptick from last year. So I think that this is a sign right now that we are approaching some pretty dark times ahead, unless we start to see things get easier, more jobs open up, incomes go up, and prices go down. With this huge uptick, I think that is so important that we prepare ourselves now. We need to stack an emergency fund, 10 months. We need to pay off high interest debt. And importantly, we need to hold assets that go up in value or hedge themselves against inflation rather than just keeping it in cash or just going into debt. The thing is this, there is so much pressure being caused right now by the Federal Reserve keeping rates high, but also all this money printing by the Biden administration to every single avenue, such as student loan forgiveness, or sending money to Ukraine or Israel, or a lot of the repercussions from that 2020 Mexican beer virus. So I think at the end of the day, we need to really sit back and say, hey, what's causing this pressure? We need to realize it and acknowledge it, right? We can't live in a bubble. We can't just focus on like everything's rosy and sunny and nothing is wrong. We need to focus on the reality of the situation. But the thing is this, we need to know how these people are going through it. And right now, out of the people surveyed, there was like 5,000 people surveyed. 69% said they're living paycheck to paycheck because of inflation. Well, what's funny about that is the Federal Reserve is not increasing interest rates. So, on the one hand, they're keeping rates high, higher for longer. Likely we won't see a June cut. But at the same time, we're not increasing it. We're not pulling that bandaid off like I recommended 5, 6 months ago. They paused and they never increased again. So how are you going to bring inflation down when inflation just, we just saw an increase? We're not seeing disinflation anymore. It's crazy. Out of all the people living paycheck to paycheck, about 59% voted that this was due to a lack of savings. And savings, a lack of savings, is because people don't have an emergency fund built up. So that's why I recommend we get an emergency fund. But with the lack of savings piece, inflation actually eats and chips away at inflation, at your savings, because you can't put as much towards it because more of your money is getting spent towards discretionary goods. So that is insane. 28% surveyed indicated that interest rates were the reason why. And that's funny because usually when you increase interest rates, inflation goes down. But we're in a period right now where we have somewhat high interest rates and we have somewhat high inflation. So people are getting a double whammy right there. And then other people, I'll just go through these three really quick. 33% indicated credit card debt, 21% said loss of income, and 15% said student loans. So, the bottom line is this. And I know that this doesn't add up to 100%, but this is what the article indicated. So it might be just each individual situations. But the point is, we gotta look at this, and we just gotta like look at the data and say, okay, credit card debt, okay, get out of credit card debt, save up money, take an extra job, pay it off. Loss of income, it's rough out there, guys. Right now, there's so many jobs that are being posted, but nobody's hiring for them. And there's a lot of fake statistics. Government jobs are being posted like crazy, but that's like, those are phony numbers. We all know that the numbers are phony. But the thing is this, when you're trying to find a job, try to go down a different avenue. Don't go on LinkedIn or Indeed Quick Apply. Your results may not be as fruitful. Try to know someone or try to contact someone on the inside. Or take a unique approach. Take out one of the hiring managers to coffee. Find a way. And at the end of the day, there are ways to do it, not the traditional route. Because if you're just quick applying, there's 100 other people out there all trying to go for that same position. And what makes you different? Did you go to Harvard? Did you swim an Olympic mile? I don't know. But the point is, you got to do something that stands out and you got to try something unique and new. The next one also is the student loans. You know, what's problematic is like, yeah, you can solve the student loan issue, but then you actually cause more inflation. So that's where I think this whole thing is a mess, because 15% of people indicated that student loans were the issue, 69% said inflation. But what about this? What if you forgave everyone's student loans? What would happen then? Inflation would go up. It would skyrocket. And so, like, you can solve one piece of the problem, but you can't solve the other. So you're screwed if you do, and you're screwed if you don't. Now, less than 47% of Americans right now have money set aside for emergencies, and those that do have this money set aside, it's often not enough. And, you know, I read a statistic too. I don't have the data in front of me, but it was that the average person in the United States does not have $500 to cover an emergency expense. That is absolutely mind-blowing. That's just $500. And I get it. It's a lot of money for some people, but we need to be prepared. We need to always have $500 ready. I just had gotten in an accident a few weeks ago, and I had to pay $500 out of pocket. I was prepared, but many people, they'll just throw it on the credit card. So we gotta be prepared. Now, I think CNBC was giving really, really bad advice, and that was to put this money in just a savings account or use a balance transfer card to cut your way through the recession or living paycheck to paycheck. So the savings account, I would say it's like a 5 or 6 out of 10 advice. It's okay. I think there's better avenues. I'll get into that later. But really bad advice is balance transfer, because what you're doing is you're just shifting your problems to later. Number one, you're going to get a hard inquiry on your credit. Number two, you're going to fool yourself into thinking you're actually doing the right thing, when in reality, you know, you're cleaning your house, you're just throwing it all into a closet. And eventually you have to open up that closet and deal with the problems. Sure, I'll say if it can buy you some time, okay. But a lot of people, they just get comfortable, they throw it all in there, and what if conditions don't get better in a year? And now you have all that debt about to come due at 28%, 30% interest rates. Horrible advice, CNBC. I can't believe you're spewing out that nonsense. But at the end of the day, we do need to be prepared by having assets, right? And so, like, the saving account beyond a certain threshold, I think it's a waste. Unless you're trying to buy a house or trying to do something, I think you don't want to have too much cash in the bank as you are getting debased. Now, I do think we need to start studying Bitcoin. We need to study gold and silver. We need to study assets such as land or land and ammo. We need to study things that actually tend to go up during hard times, not things that go down. Bitcoin, for me, is how I choose to allocate. In the past, I've gone through gold and silver and other avenues, high dividend stocks, but I personally choose Bitcoin because it's set in supply, the halving is near on 420, and furthermore, we can actually validate how much supply is on the market, what the holders have, all that stuff. And it's not that gold and silver aren't good, it's I don't know the real inflation rate, I don't know who's manipulating it. I can't assay the gold, I can't assay the silver. With Bitcoin, I can just go into the Block Explorer and do some research. So that's how I personally allocate. But at the end of the day, Americans are feeling the squeeze. Americans, they are living paycheck to paycheck more than ever right now. And that's why I think we're on the brink of a pretty big recession, unless something big happens. such as extreme money printing. But even if we have hyperinflation and extreme hotness in the economy, I think we're going to also face a crash. If we raise interest rates and we go that route, I think we'll have a crash that way as well. I think we need to prepare right now, cut down our spending, take a second job, be smart with how we're spending our time, and really focusing on the future. Because at the end of the day, the recessions, depressions, these dark times that we may be entering, this is where wealth is generated. And we cannot let that go to waste. I know so many people are saying, oh, if I would have, you know, maintained my job or would have gotten this in the last recession, I would have been a millionaire. If I would have invested in real estate in 2009, 2010, I would have made up millions of dollars. That's coming up pretty soon, guys. So get your credit, get your financial position in order, and you will be able to ride this wave like nobody else. Anyways, I really enjoyed putting this one together. Please be sure to share this around if you liked it. Leave a comment. I have a link in the description below. As always, guys, I love putting these together. I'll keep doing it for you, as this is my passion, is just talking about finance, talking about Bitcoin, and talking about the economy, because at the end of the day, I don't know if enough people are informed about this. And I just want to do, if I can even inform one person, just one person about the benefits of living within your means and investing for your future, that will mean success for this particular channel. So anyways, guys, I hope you all have a good rest of your day. See you later.